Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Another story that's coming big again, and look at the story we've been talking about since forever on The Opinion Line, is the waiting list for children for services. Across Cork and Kerry, we read this morning that there are more than 18,000 children now waiting for therapies, including basic assessments across the Cork and Kerry region. This figure was released following a parliamentary question by the Labour TD, Sean Sherlock. It doesn't include children awaiting therapies for specialised disability network teams. My friend Donal O'Keefe has a piece in the Examiner this morning saying that one of the huge waiting lists is for speech and language assessment and speech and language therapy. Something like 6,000 or 7,000 kids on that list. You have to ask yourself, how has it gotten this bad? Why is it always this bad? Why are children waiting so long? And I'm asking this question and beating this drum since as a family ourselves, I beg your pardon, since as a family ourselves, we were trying to get services for our boy back in the day. And we thought we had to wait, but by God almighty, it's worse it's getting. It's absolutely worse it's getting. Georgina, you are one of the parents stuck on a waiting list. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
I think it's your son, isn't it?
Yeah, my son Luke, he's 6 now, but we were waiting 2.5 years for an assessment, and in the end, we actually had to go private with no other choice. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got a place in preschool at the time, early intervention, yeah. You know. So, yeah, we just had to go down the private route. We had no other choice.
Yeah, the initial waiting time for an assessment alone, in your case,
it's was 2.5 years.
God.
If not more.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, and without a diagnosis, you can't get into an early intervention unit.
No, you can't. You get nothing without a diagnosis. That's just it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So,
And where you are in East Cork, services aren't exactly falling off the shelf either.
No, because he was in AHADA for early intervention for the first 2 years, and then I was told he'd have a place for primary school. And then when I came to primary school, I was told he had lost his place, so I had to fight again. And luckily, I did get into Educate Together in Middleton, which was great, but still, it was the uprooting and changing his routine again. Yeah. But luckily, he settled in okay, but still.
Luke is his name. Tell me a little bit about him, Georgina.
Okay, so Luke is just 6. He'll be 7 this year in March. Like, he has very bad anxiety. He has... he's waiting for occupational therapy again. He bangs his head quite a lot. When he doesn't, he gets very frustrated. Mm-hmm. So
does he have speech?
Yeah. He has speech. He was nonverbal up till about 2.5, 3.
Okay.
But luckily, I paid for speech and language therapy myself again privately, and his speech came on.
Good.
So, like, in his 6 years, he's only got one block of occupational therapy, which was 5 sessions. That was it. That's all he's ever got.
Yeah.
So he's back on the waiting list now again for more occupational therapy. And I was told I'd be waiting 12 to 18 months again.
Just to be seen.
Just to be seen. Yeah.
And when you go private, and I know it's costly, Georgina, when you go private, how long do you wait then?
Well, in fairness now, with the private, like at the moment, like for example, the Stepping Ahead Clinic in Cork where I go, and they are fantastic up there. It's like only about 3 weeks, but still it's like every session then you're paying big money, like, you know.
It's a long time since I had to pay for a session for himself. So how much would you be paying for
a session?
I
think it's about €80 for one session. And like that's maybe 40 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And like you're going to need at least a block of 10, 12 sessions at a go. Like.
You're talking a grand.
Yeah, easily, like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a grand. And remember, you've got to bring €2,000, or you've got to raise 2,000 in work and wages to make a grand these days, you know? God
almighty. Yeah, exactly.
Couple of mortgages and energy bills and the cost of living going up in general.
Exactly, yeah. And like, there's nothing in East Cork really for kids with additional needs. Like, you know, like there is one thing in Middleton, and I'll have to say Gillian Murphy from Middleton organises football every Sunday. It's kind of football. They do all different kind of sports with them in the Middleton GAA, but that's the only thing in East Cork.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely nothing for them, like, you know, which is very unfair.
I know. Life is tough enough without this carry on. And you know what it is, Georgina, and I'm listening to you here, and you join a list of as many mothers and fathers as I can care to recall speaking about here, both in the opinion line and back in my time in the newsroom. This nothing has changed. In fact, if anything, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. And like in the 6 years that I've been fighting for this, like things have just are getting worse and worse the whole time. Like, there's no break at all, like, you know.
And you know, for people who wouldn't understand the need for occupational therapy, it's a term that most people will never have to try to understand. But like, what would OT, regular OT, mean for Luke?
Well, gets very overwhelmed and frustrated, like, so if he's not getting regular OT, I have the likes of him, like, going to the extreme, like, because he doesn't understand everyday things. So, like, if, like, for a normal 5 or 6 year old boy, like, if you tell them, look, this isn't right, you can't do this, they'll understand where Luke will start banging his head off the wall or banging his head off the table in frustration,
right.
You know? And then he gets very upset, like, and it could take me a good hour to calm him down sometimes, like.
Yeah.
And I go, like, no parent wants their child to be like that.
No. And does he get a lot of little meltdowns?
Well, lately he has been, like, because he hasn't had occupational therapy again, like, with nearly going on.
And I guess, George, like, what do you learn? What does an OT teach you? With how to approach those little moments?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, you have your social charts, like, and things like that, like with Luke, like, you have to do things in steps with him. He has to have visuals and things, like, in front of him. Even in school, like, the teachers have visuals for him, so, like, it's step by step by step, and everything is routine with Luke. If he's out of his routine, then the whole house is upset.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and the things that we do normally in our own heads, we jump 4 steps together. We've been doing it since Luke goes 1 step and 1 step and 1 step. And if you take a step out, he gets all confused.
Oh, yeah.
That's very hard. It's very hard on you, Georgina, as well, isn't it?
Oh, it is, like, and, you know, like, I do work as well, like, so, like, it's just trying to have everything in place for him. Like, he gets a taxi to school now, like, and that's great and everything, but, like, if there's a change, like, there was a change in his taxi driver there for a while, like, and that kind of upset him then for a while till he got used to that taxi driver again, like, you know?
Again, that's something that many people wouldn't understand. Even a simple thing like his taxi turning up with a different driver.
Yeah, exactly.
That throws him.
Yeah, it does. It throws him completely, like.
Do you worry, Georgina, about his future? Do you, if you get a moment to yourself, do you worry?
I do, to be honest. Like as I said, myself and my husband aren't getting any younger. And he has an older sister. But you can't put that on her. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Down along the line, I'm he is verbal and he does go to mainstream school for a half an hour every day. So he is coming on.
Good.
Which is great.
And something that a lot of autistic kids have a problem with is they don't have the words to express what's wrong. I know he's got words now. Is he able to express what's going on, or does he get frustrated?
He'll tell me if he's sad or he's mad, but sometimes he can't tell me why he's sad or he's mad. So it's just,
yeah. And the people that you meet in the system who are telling you that you'll be 18 months waiting for occupational therapy, they don't take any joy in telling you that, do they?
Fairness to them, they're always apologizing any time I ring on the phone asking is there any update, but it's not their fault at the end of the day, but it's just the HSE is just the way it is, and even during lockdown, it was so hard, with him out of school, out of his routine. It was just we had to just keep his routine that we had at home with him as best we could, and myself and my husband were trying to work. We were still working, as I work in a nursing home, we were still working during the whole of lockdown, the both of us, It was just trying to, keep things going for him.
Did Luke find the lockdown very hard? He did.
He actually loves school, to be honest. He does love school, and he likes meeting his couple of little friends in the class, so he couldn't understand why he couldn't go to school. He knew that COVID existed. I was trying to explain to him about it, but he didn't fully understand why he couldn't go to school.
I know.
And when they did get back to school, he is a chronic asthmatic as well, so he's missed out on a good bit of school even after going back, because even if you have the slightest cough, you can't go to school.
I could take the recording of the last 5 minutes, Georgina, and I could stack it up in a corner. And if we were putting each one as a tape, as it were, remember old fashioned tapes or a CD, I'd have a stack going floor to ceiling. I'm talking to parents like you for forever, and it's just getting worse. Do you have other parents that you talk to? Are there other parents in the same situation that you talk to?
Yeah, most, the few people that I'm talking to, that have kids with additional needs as well, as same as Luke, they're all in the same situation, and it's just a never-ending battle,
A never-ending battle, that is the best way to refer to it. It really is. I wish you well, and I wish him well. And they sound like terribly hollow words, in that I've probably said them to 100 people right now. And I often wonder, are those people doing as well as I would have hoped they're doing? But to you and to Luke and everybody else in the family, Georgina, as all I can say is I wish you well. Thanks very much. Sabrina has called the opinion line. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
Hiya. Your boy?
My son, both my children have autism, and my daughter was diagnosed a bit later than my son because obviously she's younger. But with my son, he suffered a neonatal stroke at birth, and we were told that, he's going to need physio and OT and speech and language. And they were very good up until he got to about school going age, which would have been about 2017. And he was in with the early intervention because he also has another condition, Menke syndrome. It's presents with bicornal cranial synostosis, so he's up in Temple Street a lot with that. And so he got into their intervention team, and I swear I can't fault him with my son. But then when he got to school, he was phased out of the early intervention team, and we were put on the public. What's it called again? I can't think of the name. But anyway, we were seen by primary care. Primary care, that's it.
Yeah.
And he was waiting, he was seen he had an assessment done in 2017 and he got block sessions for speech and language then. And he, 6 weeks. So then we were put back on the waiting list. He was seen again in 2019 for 6 weeks. And now we're back on the, we were put back on the waiting list. But since then, he's been sent to the Progressive Disability Services here in Middleton. So, but you know, but I'm still, again, just because he's there doesn't mean he's being seen. You know, I think it's an absolute joke how we have to fight for every appointment. His eye appointment is the one that has me really stressed out at the moment. He's got a squint in his eye, he's long-sighted, and he'd been recently diagnosed by Temple Street with cerebral vision impairment. And the eye clinic up in Cork, they queried it in 2017 but never investigated it.
Yeah.
So then we were meant to be seen in July 2019, but they said, oh, COVID happened. COVID did not exist then, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so eventually we were seen by March or December 2020.
Hold on. They surely didn't mention COVID in July 2019. No.
They said he was meant to be seen in July 2019, but COVID happened.
Okay, so this is okay. Right.
Yeah. And then we were eventually seen by December 2020. And we were reassured because he's got a squint in his eye, we were told his whole life he needs an operation on this when he's 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And I asked them what's going on with the operation, and they said, like, oh, we don't know. We'll wait and see how he goes with these new lenses. And we'll be seen again in a few months. And I honestly looked at the consultant and I said to him, I said, do you know when you say in a few months, do you mean actually in a few months or in a few years? Because I know the score. And he said, no, it'll be in a few months and you'll see the consultant straight away and he won't need the drops in his eyes. And I actually rang them now last week and they said he's not going to be seen this year at all.
So when was he last seen, Sabrina?
December 2020.
And you've already been told he won't be seen again in 2022?
That he won't be seen in 2022 at all, no.
And he's got an eye condition that is getting worse.
Yes.
He needs an operation.
He needs an operation on his eye to correct the squint.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to someone, Sabrina, who had 3 of those operations before I was 18. So yeah. I know how important they are.
Yeah. And, like, it's so hard for my son because he cannot see what's in front of him. You know, like his sister's shoes, he got confused because they were navy and pink and they thought he was his because his were navy and white. You know, if I ask him to go get his glasses, he doesn't know where he put them, that I have to take them to put them somewhere so I know where they are. So, you know, to compensate for him losing them, I still have to get him dressed. I still have to get him, I still have to feed him. I still have to supervise him brushing his teeth and then finish it off for him. You know, all these things that a 9-year-old should be able to do.
I know. Are you getting any OT?
He was in with OT in primary care. But again, like I said, he's been transferred to the Progressive Disability Services.
When did he see a therapist?
March, I think. No. Yeah, March, I think.
Right.
But that was a fight in itself. He was in first class, and his special needs assistant over, again, Educate Together, Middleton Educate Together, fantastic. I cannot fault them at all.
Sure.
She was fighting to get him seen because he'd been on the list 3.5 years at this stage. Marked as high priority also because, like I said, he suffered a stroke. And they were fighting. They said, oh, he'll be seen in August or September, which they, that was the February of 2020, we were told that. And so that was what we were told then. And then, so obviously, COVID happened and nothing happened then. And then it was January last year by the time he got seen. So it was just gone on the 4 years. Gone over the 4 years he was waiting to be seen.
You get tired and bet down, don't you, Sabrina? Trying to get
exhausting. It's so tired because you're fighting an uphill battle. You're pushing a boulder up a hill and there's no one there behind you to help you. You know? It's just so disheartening because, like...
And the people you meet are decent people who really want to help, but...
Oh, like the lady that was on beforehand, I was listening to her. She said, whenever you ring, they're saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about the waiting list. And I understand they're understaffed, and I understand that when somebody's out maternity leave, the HSE doesn't cover somebody else to cover the maternity leave. you know, and in that position is left empty for months. Yeah. And I understand that, and I'm accepting that there people are human as well. But, you know, it's just not fair on the children. Like, there should be something more done for them. Like, you know, my son now is slipping through the cracks only for the fact that I fight for him, and I fight for every appointment he gets. If I didn't, he wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so disheartening, like.
I know.
Sabrina, my heart goes out to you and Georgina before you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.